Today is Srila Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's disappearance day. Disappearance of gurus very hard to tolerate for disciples. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, when he considered Srila Rupa Goswami his guru, and Raghunath Das Goswami born in Bengal Saptagram near to Bandel, Adi Saptagram near to Bandel, in a Jamidar family. And very big Jamidar, his father's yearly income was 12 lakhs of rupees, 20 lakhs of rupees he is giving to the government, 8 lakhs. 12 lakhs and 8 lakhs was wealth every year. And that time, one paise kilo of rice. But Raghunath Das Goswami, from his birth, he was very renounced mind. Much wealth he had, but he had no attraction, he had no attachment with that. Father, mother, his uncle, they were very rich, and richly they wanted to maintain him. But he did not like that. From his childhood, he heard the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhagavan, and wants to meet with him. And many times he tried to meet with him, and once and twice he already met with Sriman Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, "You go to your home back and try to maintain your family life, and Krishna, when time will come, Krishna take you from your family life to his eternal service, exclusive service." But Raghunath Das Goswami was very renounced minded and many times tried to go with Mahaprabhu. When he heard Mahaprabhu to sannyas, he cannot stay in his house. And he always trying to go to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. But his father, mother, uncles and relatives, they tried to keep him in his family life. What is necessary in the mundane relaxation, they gave all the wealth to Raghunath Das Goswami. They married Raghunath Das Goswami, arranged marriage. Raghunath Das Goswami and also very nice and fair girl like Apsara. But Raghunath Das Goswami's mind always with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, and he not attracted with that. Also he have much wealth but not attracted. He always wants to go the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every time father bring him from the road, arrested way, and putting in his house, keeping in his house. But one day he heard and think, why I am not successful to go to lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but I want it, but what fault I have, I do not know. One day he heard Nityananda Prabhu come in Panihati Gram with his associates, disciples, many. And after hearing, immediate he gone for meeting with Nityananda Prabhu to Panihati Gram. And when he fell down, into the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu was very glad and he said, yes, if he come to me today, I shall punish you. Your father is very wealthy and you have also much money. Now, today, you try to feed our all the associates and disciples here, who is present here. And Raghunath Das Goswami very gladly got his mercy and make arrangement very grand way, festival there. That's called Chiradodi Mahotsav. When a flat rice, milk, condensed milk, yogurt, and sandesh, rasgulla, many things, kola, mane banana, many things he arranged. Maybe 500 devotees and they come from some villages, maybe 1,000. Then Raghunath Das Goswami arranged everything for Nityananda Prabhu, and satisfactorily Nityananda Prabhu took that Mahotsav with his associates. And Mahaprabhu also comes from Nilachal by the meditation of Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Advaita Prabhu, everybody come and took all the Chiradodi Mahotsav. They share.
Yes.
Everybody shared that. And Nityananda Prabhu offered to Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami looking, Nityananda Prabhu giving in mouth of Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu giving in the mouth of Nityananda Prabhu. This way he surprised what kind of festival make Nityananda Prabhu today for distributing his mercy upon me. And after finishing that, Nityananda Prabhu was very pleased and told, now your saṃsāra bandhan, Maharaj, what is English?
Material life, material bondage.
Material bondage now finished, you must got Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And by the Nityananda's mercy, he gone back his house, but not entered into the deep quarters.
Internal section.
Internal section.
C section
of every wealthy man's house. And he living in drawing room outside. And remembering Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and Nityananda Prabhu's mercy and chanting Mahamantra and thinking, how shall I go to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet? Now I have got permission from Nityananda Prabhu, I must got that. I have no doubt, but which way I do not know. In the meantime, one day, very early in the morning, his priest, family priest, Kula Guru, come to his house and seen the Raghunath Das Goswami outside of the house, and he asked, oh, I need something. Yeah, my house priest, he do not want to
worship
properly. You tell him and he will do puja of my house. And Raghunath Das Goswami said, yes, I shall go with you. Then the guard was there. They are always giving guard to Raghunath Das Goswami. He not go out from the house. But when guard seen Raghunath Das Goswami going with his guru, then they think he will come back. They not gone with him. And this way Raghunath Das Goswami gone some up way and told to his priest, yeah, you go your house and I am going that priest house and I shall tell him and he must go. Not necessary to go yourself. I am going, that is enough. And he thinks, yes, it is true. And Raghunath will tell him he must do that work. Then he gone his house and Raghunath Das Goswami told that priest, yeah, you do this, and from that way she left his house and not gone back to his own house. He ran for Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And first he not gone straightway to Nilachal. Mahaprabhu living that time in Jagannath Puri, and he not gone straightway. He gone opposite way first. That is, the guard cannot catch him. And one day he gone opposite. But guard always running that straight line, straight way to Nilachal. And they gone very fast, but not look to Raghunath Das Goswami and come back to his father's house. And before, it was happened once, his story, one day Raghunath Das Goswami's father and mother, they are talking, mother telling to father, you give handcuff and in the fit cup, handcuff and keep in a room. He is trying to go every time out of our family, then you keep him with handcuff in a room. But father said, you foolish, that is you are telling me. But what handcuff you will give to your son's hand? He has much binding rope in his life. That is wealth and good wife and the pratishtha, Maharaj, what is it? Fame.
Prestige.
Prestige. But he has not attacked with that. Only the binding his hand, it is not enough for him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is very merciful to him. That is, I cannot keep him in his household life. But we are trying only that. But after when started to go Nilachal, 12 days by foot he reached Nilachal Dham. In the road, he not took anything, only sometimes taking,
Only 3 times.
3 days. Only he took 3 days some prasadam, some milk, some Brahmin's house, some rice one day, maybe. And he is living in the night. Night cannot go by the road, that is living in the night, some cow's house. This way, within 12 days he reached in Nilachal Dham and met with Sriman Mahaprabhu and fell down with lotus feet, and Mahaprabhu immediately recognized him as Raghunath, and Mahaprabhu, taking his hand, gave to Sarup Damodar Goswami and said to Sarup Damodar, from this day his name is Raghunath of Sarup Dhamma, and you teach him as much as possible, as you know all teaching, you teach him, give him. And Raghunath Das Goswami, they are living. Father, mother, when understand that he is in Nilachal Dham, they send some money and man for servicing the Raghunath Goswami, but he not took that, but he think, if I can serve with this wealth, with this money to Mahaprabhu and his associates, that will be good. And he kept some money, and someday he is offering to Mahaprabhu, inviting Mahaprabhu and giving bhoga with his associates. But he think it is not good. Lastly, he think it is not good. Mahaprabhu may not be happy with this. Then he not invite again. And Mahaprabhu asked to Sarup Damodar, Yeah, why not Raghunath inviting Parprasadam? And Swarup Damodar said, yeah, Raghunath thinking it is not good, that is Vishayi is Anna.
Food of materialistic men.
Yes, materialistic men's wealth, it is not good. And they are Singhadwar, every day he is begging in Singhadwar, that's also left one day.
Lion's gate.
And lastly, Raghunath Das Goswami, with very strong renunciation, he is taking some Jagannath Prasadam, what is useless thinking the priest, and putting in the pot of cows, and there what cows cannot take, that type of some seeds like that, the rice seed like that, and that's washing.
Grains of rice,
and that washing, and Raghunath taking with little leaven, salt, and that rice. And Mahaprabhu, when heard it, Mahaprabhu crying, and Mahaprabhu gone to him and have seen Raghunath taking that type of prasadam and very little. And looking that, Mahaprabhu took one hand, by one hand, and eat and
handful, and told
to Raghunath Das Goswami, yeah, how nice prasadam you are eating every day and not giving to me. This way, Mahaprabhu, very merciful was Raghunath Das Goswami. And Mahaprabhu, when got the Gunja Mala and Govardhan Sila from Vrindavan, he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami that Gunja Mala and Govardhan Sila, and told Gunja Mala, I represent the Radharani and the Govardhan Sakhat Krishna, and you worship every day. And Raghunath Das Goswami with Tulasi and Ganges water, every day he is worshipping that Gunja Mala and Govardhan Sila, and up to last date. He lived 80 years over, and up to last date he offered that deity. Then when Mahaprabhu disappeared, Raghunath Das Goswami, like a madman, wants to leave his body. But he thinks very dear to Mahaprabhu, Sri Rup Sanatan, they are living in Vrindavan, and I shall meet with them first. I shall meet with them first, then I shall leave my body from Govardhan Hill, like suicide. And this way, like a madman, he gone to Vrindavan, and there, looking Rup Sanatan, he got new life, looking their devotional practicing life and Mahaprabhu's preaching program, fully discovered they are in Vrindavan, and looking that he not left his body, and under the guidance of Rup Sanatan he is living there so long. But when Rup Sanatan, they left this world, after Mahaprabhu's disappearance, Raghunath, like a madman, gone to Vrindavan. But after Rupa Goswami's disappearance, he was too much shocked. He is living in the banks of Radha Kunda and worshipping every day Radha Kunda and worshipping every day the Giriraj Govardhan there. But when Rupa Goswami left this world, he had got much pain and very extremely he feel, and he expressed in his composed sloka that Bhagrakundayate Kundam Girindu Jugarayate Sunnayate Mahagoshtam Sri Rupa Virahinane. Did that kunda, Radha kunda, like mouth of a tiger coming to take me. I am not looking at Radha kunda. Now I am looking at a tiger coming to take me. And when he is looking the Govardhan Giriraj, he is thinking it is a python coming to take me. This way he is feeling very, very separation mood he got, and he left to take the all prasadam. Only he is taking from that day little buttermilk in a pot, one pot of buttermilk from that day he is taking. But by the grace of Mahaprabhu and wheels of Rupa Sanatan, he got long life, 80 years or 82 years. He was in this mandal and composed many stavaka of Radha Krishna and also Leela, Brajavilasa stavaka, many things he composed. And sometimes we are looking more than Rupa Goswami, his slokas giving us life. We can tell one sloka, many slokas of Raghunath Das Goswami, but we are very enlightened, few slokas, that one. Asa-bhari-ranta-sindhu-mai kathanchit kalu-mayati-gamita-kila-sampratanhi kanchit-kipang-mai-vidhāsa-sinai-vakingme prāna-vidhvrji-nacha-varuru-vakāri-nāpi. I am living in this Radha-kunda-ti. By the grace of my Guru, Rupa Sanatana, but why I am living? I need service to the Radharani, exclusive service. I do not want Krishna alone. I want that type of Krishna who is always serviced by Srimati Radharani. And Radhar Dasir Krishna Sarva Vede Vade. And that Radharani's lotus feet service I need. I do not need the service of Krishna also. Pranayatari, Asavari, this is my only hope. And I am maintaining that hope. One day I must got this service, lotus feet of Radharani. Asavari, Ramita, Sindhu, Mahi, Kathanchi, Kalo, Mayati, Gamita. So long I am waiting for that. Still a sampratanity. But I am thinking, in this life, I shall got it or not. If I shall not got, hey Radharani, then I do not want to serve also Krishna. What shall I do with Krishna? Without your association, Krishna, he killer of the Asuras. This way he expressed. English is very, English speaking is very difficulty expression by me is not sufficient, but you can understand something from that, and it is duty also come to me to express by English. But Raghunath Das Goswami's line is our proper line we heard from Guru Maharaj. If we want the grace of Rupa Goswami, mercy of Rupa Goswami, we must follow the line of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And this way we must got the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. And when we got the mercy of Rupa Goswami, Radha Krishna service is very easy to get in there. That Raghunath Das Goswami bhav was very high. And exclusive service to Radharani, it was his life goal, but under the guidance of Rupa Goswami. And Srila Das Goswami shown us what is the relation Guru and Shishya also. That's also our fortune we have got that conception from our Guru Maharaj. Guru and Shishya, lastly, what relation they are maintaining. One sloka I can remember, Tangrupamanjali Shakti Prasida Purishmi Pungsha Parasya Vadanam Nahipasya Titi Bimbadhari Ghatamana Ghatabhattikaya Jatte Bhadhai Kuda Sukhapunga Veena. This way, expression of this sloka is very high thought inside of that sloka. When we will got mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj, it will appear in our heart and show the form of our servicing life. Another, Srila Kaviraj Goswami and Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami also disappearance day to day. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he born in Banaras. His father's name Tapan Mishra, who met with Mahaprabhu in the Bangladesh now. There was his house, and he was very good searcher and devotee of Krishna, but he is searching first what is the supreme goal of our life. And when Mahaprabhu gone for preaching, for teaching the student in Purvabanga, that time he got one dream in the night. Yeah, you go to Nimai Pandit, Mahaprabhu that time was Nimai Pandit. Go to Nimai Pandit, he is incarnation of Vishnu, and from him you will got instruction of the super goal of your life. And Tapan Mishra, getting that dream, wake up and very quick he gone to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet there and seen Mahaprabhu seated in a wooden chair, and all the students like the stars, they are seated down, and Mahaprabhu seated in a chair like a bright sun. And he fell down his lotus feet and said the what he have got in dream ideas. And Mahaprabhu said to Tapan Mishra, the super goal of our life is Harinam Sankirtan in this age of Kali Yuga. That is the first preaching, teaching and preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can say. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows everything, that is, he was Bhagavan, himself Krishna, he knows everything. And that time he instructed to Tapan Mishra, go to Banaras, Kashi, and I shall meet with you there. This way we can understand Mahaprabhu's plan was to take sannyas. Everything Mahaprabhu knows what will be in future. And he said to Tapan Mishra, go to Banaras and stay there and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is the goal of our life. And proper chanting the Mahamantra, you will got everything. And that is, supreme is that, the service to, exclusive service to Radha Krishna. And Tapan Mishra left his house with his family and gone to the Banaras, Kashi. And they are living, and Raghunath Bhatta also was a child there. They are living in Banaras, and when Mahaprabhu took sannyas and gone to Puri, and from Puri to the way of Vrindavan, he gone Banaras. And there Manikarnika Ghat, Ganges bathing ghat, bathing place. And wearing the Tapan Mishra in the Ganges, he is looking one sound coming. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Jai Gaur, Hare Jai Hare Gaur, this way. And he is surprised to hear that this is a place of Mayavadi sannyasins. And they are always telling Aham Brahmasmi, Brahma, Tattvamasi, etc. But Harinam Sankirtan not happening here. But today I am hearing the Harinam Sankirtan and very loudly and very broadly it is coming in the Ganges Ghat. After that, waving, he tried to go and Mahaprabhu coming with many of the followers. And he surprised to hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and looking the Mahaprabhu. He first looking Mahaprabhu was little suspected, but when Mahaprabhu come near to him and Mahaprabhu smiled and he immediately recognized Nimai Pandit took sannyas and he is now here present. And he took Mahaprabhu in his house and make their Sankirtan and Prasadam of the devotees. And that time 4 months Mahaprabhu was in his house after back from Vrindavan. That time was Chaturmasya. 10 days, not 4 months. They are 10 days only. And Raghunath Bhakta, he served Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was very affectionate with Raghunath and he took in his kole. Kole ni chilen?
La.
To Raghunath Bhakta. He was a child and he is massaging Mahaprabhu's lotus feet every day and giving the prasadam to Mahaprabhu and cooking for Mahaprabhu. This way he is servicing too much to Mahaprabhu in the house of Tapan Mishra. And Mahaprabhu was very pleased with him, that Raghunath Bhatta. And when Mahaprabhu wants to go back to Puri, he said, I shall go with you. But Mahaprabhu said, no, your father and mother is a good devotee of Krishna. You serve them now. And after disappearance of your father and mother, you will go to Puri. 8 months in Puri. Two times. Then Raghunath Das Goswami very sadly stayed in his Raghunath Bhatta Goswami very sadly stayed in his house, but happily servicing his father and mother, Vishnu father and mother, Tapan Mishra wife and his family also. Then after 4 years he gone back to Mahaprabhu in Puri, Jagannath Puri. Father and mother said, now we are lifting this body and after your primary work, that is burning, etc., then you go to Mahaprabhu and serve there, Mahaprabhu died. And happily he gone to Mahaprabhu and met with Mahaprabhu in Puri Dham. There was 8 months and many ways servicing Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu said to order to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, now you go to Vrindavan. And under the guidance of Srila Rupa Sanatana, you practice your Krishna consciousness life there and you will got there everything. Also, you will see me there always. That time, Jagannath Prasadam come and that Prasadam and one big mala, 14-hand mala. That means it was 21 feet, 21 feet mala of Jagannath. He gave to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Mahaprasadam of Jagannath, and taking that, he went to Vrindavan. And met with Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami there and composed many slokas. He was a student in Kashi and there he read all the shastras there. Also, he went to Vrindavan and he is reading Bhagavat in the Sabha of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami's Govinda temple, also Raghunath Das Bhatta Goswami's disciple makes the Govinda temple. Govinda Ji's temple, but broken by Aurangzeb. Made by Mansingh, broken by Arun. But Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur say, only mundane form he can grow. It is transcendental temple of Govindaji. Govindaji is showing us this, but it is not true. What we are looking within our vision, everything that's not true, everything is wrong, then it is also one kind of wrong we are looking. Anyhow, there Raghunath Das Goswami living in the Rupa Goswami Prabhu's temple and reading every day Bhagavad, and he have very sweet voice and every day chanting Bhagavad many ways. Rag, Ragini, with Akslok, Paroite, Phirayachari Rag. That was his quality. And after that, he also lived in this world 80 years. He also 80 or 85 years old. He also was. And also this day is Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. By his grace, we are getting everything. Rupa, Sanatana, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Das Raghunath Goswami. Every Goswami's blessings we are getting through Srila Kaviraj Goswami. Actually, we are looking now. Kaviraj Goswami, he was great Pandit and great devotee of Krishna, especially Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. Very merciful was Kaviraj Goswami. And his birthplace here in from Katwa to Jhamatpur, near to Katwa. And he born in a family of doctor, Kaviraj. And he was very devoted unto the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, he knows everything, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and everything pastimes of Radha Krishna. Now one day, in his house, Minaketan Ramdas, who is the very dear devotee of Nityananda Prabhu, he come to his house. And that time going festival there, very big Sankirtan festival going, and Minaketan Ramdas, dear devotee to Nityananda Prabhu, he joined there. And everybody enlightened with his presence, Nityananda Prabhu himself come here. And everybody respected to Minaketan Ramdas, but his brother, he makes some offense and to lotus feet of that Minaketan Ramdas. And that way Kaviraj Goswami was very unhappy, and Kaviraj Goswami also chastised him too much. You are respecting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Bhagavan and you are not respecting much to Nityananda Prabhu. It is your very bad quality and fault. And this way you are offending Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. I do not want to take your association. You leave this house, otherwise I shall leave this house. And that night he got a very auspicious dream from Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu came to him, and very bright was his form. And there Kaviraj Goswami very nicely explained Nityananda Prabhu's form. There, we can see only there a full form of Nityananda Prabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Nityananda Prabhu, very merciful to him and ordered to him, Hare Hare Krishna Das Nakariha Bhai Vrindavan Yahataha Sarva Siddhaha. I am giving order to go to Vrindavan and go there and live there with Rupa Sanatana. And you will got everything there. And I shall be present there time to time with you. And also Mahaprabhu, always with you know, and go to Vrindavan. And immediate Kaviraj Goswami left his house and gone, renounced life, and gone to Vrindavan under guidance of Rupa Sanatana. He is living there as a guardian of other devotees. And that Kaviraj Goswami gave us everything of Mahaprabhu's conception through his Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know the Chaitanya Charitamrita and you also read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, no doubt. But what conception Kaviraj Goswami gave us, that is very exception. We have not heard that type of cancellation of the scriptural matter, sloka. We read the sloka from the book and we know the meanings of that sloka. But when we are reading Kaviraj Goswami's interpretation, we are getting from all slokas very new light and very exceptionally expression. Little I can give you example. Rupa Goswami wrote a composed sloka that is Kalandakula Chandra Makashi Chandri Kalam Kritika Manda Murali Davasu Madhuri Kanu Surendra Niladduti. But his expression, his interpretation come very bright and glorious way and super devotional way. I cannot express it in English, but it is, I am feeling that I have not seen, I have not heard it before. Nandakula Chandrama, where is the moon of Nandakula? This is the meaning. But his expression, Vrajandrakula Dugdha Sindhu Krishnatahe Purna Hindu Jvalim Kaila Jagatuji. This type of explanation of this sloka, interpretation of this sloka, we have not heard, we have not seen anywhere. Bengali, he wrote Bengali, we are looking, there is no Bengali, no Sanskrit, nothing. Only there is devotional light and we, everybody enlightened from that devotion. When he put out some slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam or from the other scriptures in Chaitanya Charitamrita, somebody can think it is Sanskrit. Why Sanskrit he is putting here? But he also gave that explanation. Yeah, I am not putting there Sanskrit or Bengali. I am writing by the grace of Madan Mohan and he is writing through me, through my hand, the Chaitanya Leela, and it is coming out gradually, easily. I am very old, I cannot write. My hand likhite kapoye kor. Ami vritto jaratur likhite kapoye kor. Tobu likhi aschacchya kathan. It is only possible by the grace of Madan Mohan, Madan Mohan Diti of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Before writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he went to take permission from the Madan Mohan. Vaishnavgan, they requested to Kaviraj Goswami, you know everything, you can properly compose the Chaitanya Leela. Kaviraj Goswami said, I am very old, how shall I make it? And they said, yes, only you can do it, you know everything. Then Kaviraj Goswami, by the wills of the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, he went to take permission from Madan Mohan. And when he gone to Madan Mohan's temple, and from Madan Mohan's neck, the garland fell down, and devotee gave to Kaviraj Goswami. This is Paiyajara Gadhan, Brajir Vaishnavgan, Tar Mukha Haridas, Tadir Mudde Haridas, Jini Seva Kottan Sekhanete. This way, Kaviraj Goswami gave full explanation of Chaitanya Leela and also other Vaishnava's character. He presented in a grand way to the devotee. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, I heard from Guru Maharaj also, who knows Chaitanya Charitamrita, he knows everything. If one book in this world we got, that is Chaitanya Charitamrita, then no loss for other books. Only one is Chaitanya Charitamrita can get us everything. And this way Guru Maharaj also expressed the glories of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and that composed by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And this way we can understand the character of Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and of other Vaishnavas' character also, and Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Everything we are getting through Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And today, he is also Disappearance Day. Then we are very fortunate. We come here from so far, and together we are chanting the glories of Nitai Chaitanya Dev and the Vaishnavas. I cannot properly speak English, but you are all qualified man. You can take gist from my lecture. Anyhow, today Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami must be blissful to us, must be merciful to us. That is, we are trying as possible by us for service of our Guru Maharaj and to glorify them. But Ananta Kahite Nare, Sunai Rashika Jan Krishna Guna Aganan, Ananta Kahite Nahi Pare. Nobody can properly glorify the Vaishnava Mahima, then what can I say to you? But I am always waiting for the mercy, causeless mercy. That is, I have no qualification, only causeless mercy. Hope for me, also for others it, truth. You are coming from so far, searching Krishna consciousness, and that consciousness we are getting through our Guru Vaishnava. And this way we are trying to glorify their holy Disappearance Day. All is pavitra. It is wrote in Shastra. Appearance and disappearance, both are pavitra. You sin there in the temple, the union in separation. I give the name of Guru Maharaj's temple. The union in separation. But separation is the highest thing of devotional life. When too much separation comes to us, we can see that holy form of our Guru Maharaj and Krishna Mahaprabhu, etc. Then separation, that is viraha, called viraha. And viraha titi, also very important feelings giving us, giving in our heart. And this way we can remember the Vaishnava characters, our Guru Maharaj, and Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Radha Krishna, Panchatattva, everything we can remember in one way. But today, I am trying to express my heart unto the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. They must give us their mercy, and that must be causeless. And we are all unqualified. Properly, we cannot respect the Vaishnavas, but by their mercy, we got that qualification. I have no doubt. Bancha kalpatru bhaktava sindhu bhayavaca paitanang pavane bhukshar. Delhi, regular part held here, that is, I am reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Morning, every day Chaitanya Bhagavat. Noon time, Arati, Bhog and Kirtan, and evening time Srimad Bhagavat and night time Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita reading here. It is our everyday program. That is, I am reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat something for maintenance that. Saravinsho Dhyaya Sri Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Jaya Jaya Jagata Mangala Gaura Chandra Dana Deva Hidaye Tomar Padadvanda Agibini Shuklambara Brahmachari Sthane Kripaye Tahane Anna Magila Yapane Tore Anna Khaite Amar Ichchabara Kichu Bhaye Na Koriha Bolilam Dara Ei Mato Mahaprabhu Bale Barbar Suni Shuklambara Kaku Parena Yapar Bhikkhu Kyadhama Mui পাপিষ্ট গরিহিত তুমি ধর্ম সনাতন মুই সে পতিত মরে কোথা দিবে প্রভু চরণের ছায়া কীট তুল্য নয় মরে এত বড় মায়া প্রভু বলে মায়া হেন না বাসিও মনে বড় ইচ্ছা বাসে মোর তোমার রন্ধনে সৎকালে নৈবেদ্য গিয়া গরহ বাসায় আজি আমি মধ্যাহ্নে যাইব সর্বথায় তথাপি হুক্লাম্বর ভয় পাই মনে যুক্তি জিজ্ঞাসিলেন সকল ভক্ত স্থানে সবে বলিলেন তুমি কেন করো ভয় পরমার্থে ঈশ্বরের কেহ ভিন্ন নয় বিশেষে যে জন তারে সর্বভাবে ভজে সর্বকাল তাঁর অন্ন আপনেই খোঁজে আপনে শুদ্রার পুত্র বিদুরের স্থানে অন্ন মাগি খাইলেন ভক্তির কারণে ভক্ত স্থানে মাগি খায় প্রভুর স্বভাব দেহ গিয়া তুমি বড় করি অনুরাগ।